The Sudanese armed forces say this crate once contained bombs used against them by the paramilitary rapid support forces, the opposing side of Sudan's civil war. It's stamped with the address of the logistics arm of the United Arab Emirates military. Sudan is under a UN arms embargo, but analysts and rights groups say these imported weapons are making the conflict worse. Cameron Hudson is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a Washington-based think tank.
If the UAE were to suspend all support to the RSF and were to tell its partners in the region not to support the RSF, I think that this war could be over very soon, quite frankly.
The SAF also showed VOA rocket tubes and burnt-out vehicles they said could only have been supplied by Abu Dhabi. The UAE's foreign ministry tells VOA it is not providing any support or supplies to the rapid support forces or to any of the warring parties in Sudan. But a UN report says there is credible evidence to the contrary. Hudson says the UAE is attempting to gain geopolitical influence in Sudan and the surrounding region.
That the UAE has had this competition with the Saudis in the Horn of Africa for many years. It seems to be doubling down on its investment, not just in Sudan, but in Chad, in Ethiopia, in Kenya. So I think the UAE wants to be the kind of great power in the Horn of Africa.
Iran has also violated the same arms embargo by providing drones to the SAF, according to the Dutch non-profit PAX. The Sudanese ruling council has denied this, according to media reports. VOA asked Sudanese Finance Minister Jibril Ibrahim if the SAF had been receiving support from Iran.
This is the official institution of the country. They can buy arms from anywhere.
The Iranian Foreign Ministry did not respond to a request for comment. While nations vie for influence in Sudan, civilians are bearing the brunt of the conflict. UN figures show 11 million people displaced and 25 million needing humanitarian assistance. Mariam Mohamed Farah Naim was injured by RSF shelling in early September.
I knew right away that my legs were broken because when they told me to move before the second bombardment, I couldn't. My daughter was hurt as well. She was screaming, screaming and screaming.
A year and a half in, the world's largest displacement crisis shows no signs of letting up. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Omdurman, Sudan.